Hi, my name's T.C. Tolbert, and I'm one of the producers of In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. Joining me today is Rosie Pereira.
Hi, T.C.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good.
I'm excited to talk to you about a lot of things, but tell me a little bit first, how do you identify?
I identify as queer, and it's taken me a while to, I think, settle into that label, if you will.
And why is that?
I grew up in a super gay-friendly town in the 80s. I didn't realize how much I had been affected by this idea of binary. Like one is either gay or straight. I never fully identified as gay or straight, and it was only kind of in my 30s that I heard the term queer and began to understand a little bit more about sexuality being more on a spectrum. So, you know, in some ways, I feel like I've been a little behind the curve at 43.
When you say you grew up in a sort of progressive town, I would think, oh, that would make coming out or identifying as queer or any number of not heteronormative identities feel a little more possible. But for you, it had almost the opposite effect.
That's an interesting point. And certainly, I think maybe it was even my own reticence to kind of accept my identity or be different from my family. But in many ways, it felt like I needed to be one thing or the other. I just felt kind of confused, you know, attracted to women who were more masculine and men who were more feminine and feeling like I didn't know what that was. And yeah, it was kind of interesting that that was all happening in a town that is pretty open and progressive, but kind of still having my own closeted experience.
What allowed you to come into this identity of queer?
I think getting to know more queer folks and seeing the range of definitions or a range of characteristics that can be encompassed by that term. It feels really open and welcoming. So I think it's just meeting more people and seeing how they define that word and what does that mean for their relationships, their families.
And what does queerness mean to you?
It means really, I think, looking at patterns of heteronormativity and making conscious choices around some of those ingrained beliefs, at least for me. So whether I choose to be in a monogamous relationship or not, have I questioned it? Have I looked at it? Have I considered it from a number of angles and felt like I am truly selecting it rather than going with it because it's the norm?
And so if I'm understanding you correctly, queerness really has for you to do with the level of reflection and conscious choice about all the elements of your relationship, more so even than sexual orientation. It's a larger experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm kind of woefully undereducated on kind of queer theory. And I know this is a huge field that I could learn from, but it is really looking at and being very intentional about the choices I'm making in terms of constructing a family, constructing relationship, which can be kind of terrifying, but really freeing as well.
Awesome. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much, TC.
This is TC Tolbert with In Our Own Voices. Thank you for listening to KXCI.